5 o'clock hour is presented by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. 5 o'clock happy hour on Hockman and Crowder. And reminder, if you're coming to the Panthers game tonight here at the BB&T Center, right below us across from Pantherland is the Funky Buddha Brewery tap room. You can enjoy some gloves off and other delicacies from our friends at Funky Buddha. 1 hour left on our program and a couple hours away from Panthers hockey tonight. Panthers and Avalanche. Steve Goldstein is the television play-by-play man for the Panthers on Fox Sports Florida. You'll see him tonight. He's got a dapper suit and tie combo tonight. A little chilly out, right? Is that wool?
Flannel suit.
Is that wool?
What is that, velvet? What are we from?
Beautiful.
Best scene ever, right? Coming to America Barbershop.
Yes. Beautiful. So I want to start here.
Why do you always got to bring up Rocky Marciano? Every time I bring up Joe Frazier, why can't I bring up Mark Marciano?
There they go.
I have to start with the Dolphins before I talk Panthers, though. What do you think, and I was asking Crowder and Falero this earlier, if I say to you, can the Dolphins, you've seen Ryan Tannehill for seven seasons, can the Dolphins ever win a Super Bowl with Ryan Tannehill at the helm? And let me just give it a little bit of context, because as we kind of worked it through, you can put a decent quarterback around an epic roster and win a Super Bowl, right? We saw it with Trent Dilfer, saw it with Brad Johnson.
Jeff Hostetler.
Yep. It can happen. But as Crowder pointed out, it's probably more difficult to put together that stellar 10 around the quarterback than it is a great quarterback. So with the context of the Dolphins don't seem to be a position or two away from being the Ravens the year Trent Dilfer goes and wins a Super Bowl, can they win a Super Bowl with Ryan Tannehill carrying the load?
No.
Because he's going to have
to. No, but can you do it? Not just the 10, it's also the defense. You go back to all those teams that you mentioned.
Baltimore.
Okay, and then you go back to Tampa with Brad Johnson.
Yeah. Yep.
Even Oakland that year had Rich Gannon that lost to Tampa.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, can you do it if you got great defense and all that? And is Tannehill in that mode of mediocre, middle of the range? Sure. Can you do it him carrying it? No. No way.
Because
I don't think so.
Because I think that's what you're at this point. Because you're 7 years into Tannehill.
Yeah.
You have not been able to assemble around him that type of team.
And that's not his fault. And,
no, that's fine. I'm not doing this to hate on Tannehill. Mm-hmm. I think he's a decent quarterback.
Right, he's decent.
I'm
right.
Just saying, though, you're at this point. You're not close to having assembled that unit around him. And so 7 years in, you are now asking him, you've got to be the guy that gets us there. And if you don't think he can get you to the promised land, you got to cut bait after this season because you're spinning your wheels.
I would think so because, as you say, they're not close to having all of it around him, where, like I said, I think you can get there to a Super Bowl if everything else is perfect for him. And that's obviously not the case. And if you're not close, then you got to switch from, okay, let's try to do everything else around this guy and let's just go get a guy where then you could fill in everything else. Because if you have the star quarterback, you know you have a shot. So, no, I don't think with him carrying it, you know, it's kind of proven. It's not, I don't think. I mean, 7 years in, it kind of is what it is. But Tannehill goes to a good team, he can go somewhere and be successful, I think.
And something else we were talking about today, too, was just the injuries. Now Swanson and Brendel are hurt. We'll be working on our four-string center if those guys don't get healthy for this Sunday.
Xavien Howard
being injured. And actually, the Panthers have some injuries right now. Luongo coming back, they can win. And the Heat with Waiters and Tyler Johnson and those guys. Goran Dragic is out now. Do you put any blame on a team for having a bunch of injuries on that team? Because really, is the team making those guys get injured? Are they not preparing them well in the offseason? Do you blame a team for injuries?
That is a very hard one. Normally, no, I don't. Now, you got to look at each situation. If it's like an epidemic of, you know, strains and groin pulls and there's a bunch of guys like that with the nagging injuries, you know, maybe you say, okay, is something going on here? Like the New York Mets, okay? Something, you know, is going on with that team. They get so many guys hurt every year, I think. I think they changed the medical staff last year. But for the most part, no, like with the Panthers, the Vincent Trocheck thing, he could be playing for, you know, a men's league team in Russia, and that injury is going to happen either way. Same thing with Luongo, who's up there in age and gets hurt a couple times a year. So in general, no, I don't look at teams and put the blame on the team, especially if it happens during the course of the game.
I was asking Moeller when he was on with us, how much does a healthy Roberto Luongo mean to this team? Because Tuesday night, like he seems to provide a spark too. Because you saw, remember that second game in Helsinki where all of a sudden he was back and they won. And then Tuesday night, I mean, they looked as good Tuesday night as you've seen them look.
It's like having, I mean, because he's a Hall of Famer, he's one of the best ever. So it's like in any sport having that guy next to you. That's what it's like. Not only from the performance standpoint, and he was excellent in the key times, which we talked about the other day. Panthers weren't getting the key saves, and it's like sticking the pin in the balloon. You know, you're doing all this work, and then, oh, we're down again, or we're tied again. And he made the key saves the key time. But besides that, there's just a different, you know, and Crowder, you would speak to this better than anybody, the confidence level of a player knowing that, okay, we got that guy. It's like when the quarterback would walk in the huddle or whoever would be on defense, when that guy is in the huddle, it's, okay, everything's cool. You know he's going to take care of
it. Just feels better.
Like Pennington. Yes. Pennington did that.
Right.
Chad Pennington, a great example.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be the colossal. Like, you have an expectation. You know what's like. If I'm on D and Hockman's coming down the wing and I'm backing in a little bit and you're at, like, the top of the faceoff circle, just get out of the way. If he's going to see that shot, he's saving it every single time. That makes you just calm, you know, and you're not running around, and then you start trying to do other guys' jobs, and that's when you kind of get into trouble. So it was a game that they really needed, and, yeah, Roberto, unbelievable. It's really a shame he's 39. Yeah, you know what I mean? If he was 33 or 34, okay, he's still got 5 more years, although he said that 5 years ago about him.
And let me ask you this question, because Red Deer yelled at him. He got upset, but he has that old school.
Well, then good question.
That old school crazy mentality. He played hockey, so he's. But my thing was, if you get a three-goal lead, take Luongo out. Like, you know he's 39. Rest him for the third period. Why not? Like, I was going to almost
lose 3 goals.
That's like being
save
up.
Save himself.
That's like being up 14-3, going to the fourth, and you take the quarterback out.
Well, what about
it is
what
far a, from over.
What about 4-0? Like, at some moment, could you say, hey, Lou, we're going to save you from yourself?
Teams don't really do that. That's interesting. Like, if you're up by 6 with 10 minutes left. Now, with him, they would never do that because he's got that shutout thing. You know, he moved into ninth all time. But that is a very interesting point. And those, and no disrespect to Randy, you know, those that say you can't do that in sports, and not that specifically, I'm just saying things in general, I think it's all out the window now. I think the sports landscape is so wide open. Like, I'm wondering, to your point, Boston is down 4-0 early in the third. They got nothing going on. The Panthers have this game. Why not go 4 forwards and 1 defenseman? Why do you have to go 3 forwards and 2 defensemen?
It's an interesting question, because you could do that with a lot of sports, obviously.
And by the way, if you're up 5-0 with 10 minutes left, why not go 3D? 3 defensemen and 2 forwards. No one does it in hockey. Then again, nobody ever pulled the goalie until a minute and a half left. Now you see teams doing it with 5, 6 minutes
left. 5 minutes left, yeah.
So I think all this stuff is like kind of open now. You know, in sport, it used to be, hey, in the NFL, you got to run. If you run the ball 30 times, you'll now teams are throwing it 55, 60 times.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. I think a lot of things in sports are changing with the times.
Right, yeah.
That the pulling of the goalie, though,
not at 3 goals.
But
that's
I think rarely do you have a 4-goal lead or a 4-goal or more lead.
But even 4, man, I see teams come back.
But there's a thing. I said it to Moeller. Like, if you go into the season and your star goalie is 39 years old, like, you kind of know you're playing with fire.
Yes.
I almost do it with Ryan Tannehill. There's an analogy to be made there. And Luongo is 1,000 times better at what he does than what Ryan Tannehill does in his sport. So I'm not comparing them that way. But if you go into, say, next season with Ryan Tannehill, his 8th season, and he's had 3 consecutive seasons of not playing all 16 games, you kind of know what you're signing up for.
I think
Luongo, it makes sense. To me, the risk-reward on 39-year-old Roberto Luongo makes a hell of a lot more sense than 8 seasons with Ryan Tannehill.
Right, and I think there was at least some, you know, that make those decisions, thought they were okay with Reimer as the backup, and they signed Michael Hutchinson, who's like 28 years old, you know, been real good in the AHL, has played in the NHL as the 3-some in goal. The bottom line is, behind Luongo, the other guys haven't played well. And James Reimer, again, he's below his career average. You know, people are getting on Reimer, and, hey, all fair, hasn't stopped the puck. The numbers are the numbers. He's well below his career save percentage. He's always been better than this. Now, I don't know why this year he hasn't been, but if he just gets back to that last 50, 55 games of the year, they should be okay in goal.
And Hawk loves when I say this, but it's when I don't know if my question is on point. I'm no Mario Lemieux.
I think they're all good.
I'm no Mario
no,
Lemieux,
you're not.
Goldie. But are there a lack of good goalies? Because like you're talking about, hey, we have Luongo 39. We picked up Reimer. We got Hutchinson. Is it like quarterbacks in the NFL? Like, is there a lack of great goalies out there?
Great or good?
Good.
Big
bubble.
Difference.
You know what? Championship. Championship goalies.
Is there a – that's a great question.
Where's it harder to find that great player, as a quarterback in the NFL or a goalie in the NHL?
That's another great question. I think the quarterback in the NFL is harder because I think as important as the goaltending position is, and it's huge, I think the quarterback is more important now in the NFL. Like, the goalie doesn't touch the puck, you know, every single play. Like, if you're good enough with puck possession and you have the puck down in their zone – and for the most part, you don't take penalties if you're a top 10 team and fewest penalties taken. I'm not saying anybody can win, but you don't need the guy to stand on his head. Now, to win the whole thing, that's a different story. But if you go back, let's say the last 5 years, for example, besides Matt Murray of the Penguins, who, by the way, was the third string goalie there, okay, as a young guy, because Fleury got hurt, and they had another guy in there, Zatkoff, and he got hurt. You know, different goalies are winning the cup every year. So, like, Braden Holtby of the Capitals did not start the playoffs last year. Think about that. Like, a quarterback, and I know it's only 3 or 4 games, not 20, a quarterback not starting the wild card game because they just deem, hey, he's not playing well enough, you start the other guy, and then he comes in and you win the Super Bowl. That's basically what the Capitals did last year.
Oh, impossible to quarterback.
So, it's a great question. My answer is you can find goalies. Pittsburgh drafted Murray, kind of came out of nowhere. Vegas got Fleury in the expansion draft. I know that's kind of an anomaly. San Jose made the cup, 3 years ago? They traded for Martin Jones. He was a backup somewhere. You see this stuff happen. So I think you can find goalies. Not easy. I mean, Tampa, you look at Tampa. They drafted the guy in the first round. You know, so there's a lot of different ways where the goaltenders kind of come out of nowhere. A lack of great ones that you're going to win because of, maybe, but there's a lot of guys, I think, you can win with.
Steve Goldstein, you watch him tonight, Fox Sports Florida, along with Dennis Potvin and Randy Moeller. Puck drops at 7 o'clock, Panthers and Avalanche tonight. Settle a debate for us.
Uh-oh.
Greatest sports movie of all time.
Greatest sports movie of all time. I've got to say, just off the top of my head, it's between Slapshot and Bull Durham.
Okay, I mean, what are we doing here?
Those aren't bad.
What? He's always nice to me. So you're not nice. That's the difference.
First of all, he's never seen any of them.
Bull Durham's a good movie.
You've never seen
it. You made me see it.
I didn't make you see it.
Yeah, you won a damn list you put on. I was like, I had to go watch that old movie with no graphics.
I did not make you see Bull Durham. Who's in Bull Durham?
Old white guy.
What's it about?
White woman.
He doesn't know what he's talking
Davis.
About. It kind of is.
Crash Davis.
Right. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Kevin Costner.
Why are my choices so bad?
Well, because any hockey guy always defaults to
Slapshot. Was a great movie.
Yeah, fun movie. Fun movie and a great movie.
They
but
brought
not,
their toys.
But not the greatest sports movie
really?
Of all time.
Really? What is?
Rocky is the greatest
I didn't think
time.
Of Rocky as a sport. Yes. Okay. I didn't think of it as a sports movie.
Can it win if you have to be reminded of it? I just don't
That's
know
That's a good point,
Rocky.
Too.
That's not a good point.
It's a good point.
I put you on the spot. There's a zillion movies.
You asked for greatest basketball player of all time. You don't have
Michael
to be reminded.
Jordan.
No, nobody reminds you of Jordan.
Well, maybe you forgot Tiny Nate Archibald.
I like Tiny.
Yeah, you see?
That's funny. I was having an argument with somebody the other day. So funny you mentioned Tiny. We were arguing over where is Walt Frazier on the all-time point guard. This is off the air, by the way. This is how sad my life is. And one guy was saying, like, Clyde's top 5 all time. The other guy doesn't like him, so he threw Tiny Archibald in there.
Great
I'm like,
reference.
Tiny was not better than Clyde Frazier.
Tiny Archibald, great reference.
Where does Clyde Frazier fit in?
I would have to really look.
I had him about 8th, 10th.
I'd really have to look. Like, that's
So why is Slapshot and Bull Durham so, like, you're ready to kick
well,
me
Bull,
out?
Well, Bull Durham, I mean, Field of Dreams is a better baseball movie. Miracle's a better hockey
First
movie.
First of all,
so
these
now you're not
are,
even
well, Miracle
talking about,
was great.
Right, you're not even talking about the best sports movies in their genre.
First of all, of course
I have to laugh off your answer.
First of all, you're saying it like what you're saying is fact.
Right, correct.
It's all opinion.
No. Most of my
it's opinion.
No, again, you're wrong here. We're going to have to agree to disagree. There's certain things that are factual yet opinion-based.
Field of Dreams is better than Bull Durham. You're saying that's a fact?
That's a fact.
It's a movie. What do you mean it's a fact?
I don't even know if Bull Durham goes on the Mount Rushmore of baseball movies. You've got Bad News Bears.
Oh, stop. It's better than Bad News Bears. And I love Bad News Bears.
Oh, come on. Then you don't.
I love Bad News Bears.
Bad News Bears. You've got Field of Dreams. You've got The Natural.
I like Bull Durham better than The Natural.
And Major League.
Well, you know what? I forgot all Eight Men Out.
Eight Men Out.
Now, is that – it's like more of a documentary, but still a movie?
It's still a movie, yeah.
Well, you got me on a couple of them.
I got you on really most of them there.
What about 42?
Hope you have a – I never saw it.
He's not going to like it.
Is that the Roger Maris thing?
Roger Maris?
That's 61.
Ah, whatever.
42 is Jackie Robinson.
Confused.
You got to see that. That's not.
Six to one, half a dozen to another.
In today's America, you need to sit down.
Jackie and Maris?
42, is that right? Maris didn't hit 42 home runs to set the record, bro.
Are you sure?
Dave Kingman used to hit 42 home runs.
Dave Kingman.
Dave Kingman story.
Dave Kingman reference will get me every – if I can do a segment and mention Tiny Nate Archibald and Dave Kingman, I consider today a success. I don't know about you fellas.
Tiny was from Brooklyn.
I consider today a success. Have a great broadcast. Right. I hope it goes better than your answer on the movie question.
You know, those are great movies, though.
No, they're not. Bull Durham is not a great movie.
What do you mean
movie.
It's not? It's my opinion.
No, but I'm telling you, it's not. Your opinion is wrong on that.
Oh, I love it.
What about somebody –
you feel my pain.
What about the rain delay scene? That wasn't a great scene? Turning on the sprinklers?
So, but what's the barometer then of a great scene? A great scene? Like, you're talking Horsehead in the Bed Godfather great scene? Like, what are we doing here on the great scene barometer?
I have Any Given Sunday. He killed me for that for weeks.
I mean, it's the greatest sports movie ever made?
My opinion, and I respect yours, it's not even close, but it was... And
so you're saying to him what I said to you.
I said my opinion.
You're couching it in a
But that was
way.
A very entertaining movie.
Yes.
So what? There's a lot of entertaining movies.
Yeah, Field of Dreams, old guys walking out of corn.
I know.
Well, old guys walking out of corn.
You ask questions that you just want to rip people about. That's what I think.
I thought you were going to say Rocky like a normal
the
human.
The Replacements.
Excellent movie.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, living on the houseboat.
Joe Flacco.
Steve Goldstein.
Is that Flacco?
Watch Goldie
Joe Flacco is a quarterback for the Raiders.
Fox Sports, Florida.